find Professor Aronnax," replied the Canadian, whose teeth seemed to be as honed as the edge of an axe. "But if there's no other quadruped on this island, I'll eat tiger sirloin."
"Our friend Ned grows disturbing," Conseil replied.
"Whatever it is," Ned Land went on, "any animal having 4 feet without feathers, or 2 feet with feathers, will be greeted by my very own one-gun salute."
"Oh, good," I replied. "The reckless Mr. Land is at it again."
"Don't worry, Professor Aronnax. Just keep rowing," the Canadian replied. "I only need 25 minutes to serve you one of my own special creations." By 8:30, the Nautilus's skiff had just run gently aground on a sandy strand, after successfully clearing the ring of coral that surrounds Gueboroa Island. End of chapter 20.